WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Here is Phil Nee with a look at tonight's area schedule.
High school wrestling sectionals are underway at Prairie du Chien High School tonight for area girls wrestlers that finished first through fourth last weekend at the WIAA Regionals. Girls basketball this evening, Potosi Cassville is at Platteville, Wazika Steuben at Hillsboro, Barneveld at Highland, Westby at Black River Falls, and Cuba City at Southwestern. In boys basketball, Riverdale at Mineral Point, Iowa Grant visits Fenimore, and Boscobel takes on Darlington. Southwestern is at Cuba City, Barneveld at Highland, Kickapoo is at DeSoto in the Ridge and Valley, North Crawford at Wazika Steuben, and Ithaca is at Seneca, Brookwood at Ashton, and Platteville plays at Dodgeville in the Southwest Conference. Plus, coming up tonight on the radio, Lancaster at Richland Center. Hornets coach Brian Pohl says this is a big game for the upcoming seeding weekend.
You know, they're 13-8, so anytime you can get a win against a team, you know, with a winning record with those 13 wins, that helps you in the formula. You know, and in looking at our subsectional, we have a number of teams that are really grouped close together, right around 500. You know, we're 10-11 going into this game. And so, you know, it'd be huge for us to get a win against a team with 13 wins. It'd help us in that formula. It'd really push us to maximize our seed. And, you know, if we lose, we're hopeful. We're still looking at hosting at a first-round tournament game. But tonight would go a long way towards getting that home game that first round.
Pre-game time around 7:15. And then it's Richland Center and Lancaster live from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
The Bucks were able to shake off the disappointing news about Bobby Portis's 25-game suspension and beat the Clippers last night, 116-110. It was the first game back from the NBA All-Star break for both teams. Milwaukee used a huge fourth quarter to come from behind. Six Bucks scored in double figures. Giannis Antetokounmpo came back from an injury to score 23 points, and Brooke Lopez had 22. Milwaukee travels to Washington, D.C. tonight, and a Sunday game against Miami means it will be three games in 4 days. Damian Lillard won't be available for tonight's game with the Washington Wizards as the Milwaukee Bucks play for a second straight night. The Bucks announced this afternoon that Lillard had been ruled out for the game as they managed his injured right hamstring. Lillard scored 15 points and played over 32 minutes yesterday in the victory over the Clippers after initially being listed as questionable for the game. Bucks guard Taurean Prince also has been ruled out for tonight's game. Wisconsin decided to shake up a formula that has had made it one of the nation's most consistent programs. The results are evident from the box scores. A program traditionally known for draining the shot clock is scoring at a rate Badgers fans haven't seen in more than half a century. Number 11 Wisconsin carries a 5-game winning streak into tomorrow's home game with Oregon. Wisconsin is on pace for its highest scoring average since 1970 through 71 and has produced over 90 points in each of its last two games. Tip-off for tomorrow's game will be at 11, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 AM 1450, online at WRCE.FM, and on the Civic Media app. The University of Wisconsin has extended the contract of head football coach Luke Fickell. He has a 7-year contract agreement with the university. The contracts for the three or more UW coaches, volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield, women's soccer coach Paul Wilkins, and men's soccer coach Neil Jones, were also extended. Fickell is entering the third year of what was originally a 7-year deal worth almost $55 million. Results on the field have been mediocre so far, with a team record of 13-13. And the Wisconsin men's hockey team wraps up its regular season with a weekend series at home against Notre Dame. The first of the two-game series is tonight at the Kohl Center. A crowd of more than 11,000 fans are expected for each of the games. Despite a sub-500 record for the Badgers, they are ranked second in the nation with an average of 10,160 fans for 16 home games. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.